Hey everyone, it's Dev. Welcome back to An Emo Girl's Guide to the Galaxy. This is a safe space for readers, weebs, emos, and everyone in between. So, as always, if you love sarcasm and hate the patriarchy, you've come to the right place.
We're giving you updates again this week, and I'm starting because I'm a reading machine! And I'm so excited. I haven't read this much in, like, years, so I'm stoked.
I need to take inspiration from you.
I know, because I wish I could, like, give you some of whatever's happening to me right now, but I don't...
Yeah. The planets are all in retrograde, but it's not affecting you.
Or it's affecting me in a good way? I don't know what's happening, but...
Yeah.
I'm trying to listen to audiobooks again, which is part of why I've been able to read more. And it's been a process to figure out. I'm learning the hard way that I can't listen to anything that's overly complicated. Like, I tried to start listening to Crown of Ivy and Glass by Claire Legrand, and I could not.
Yeah.
I lasted like 20 minutes. I was like, I can't do this. I kept having to rewind, and I was like, not worth it. So
you're like, physical book it is.
Yeah, if the world building and the plot isn't too complicated, then I can, like, work and listen at the same time. So I started reading This Poison Heart by Kaylin Bayron, and it was so good. I loved it. I don't know. I was reading it because I thought it would be good for spooky season, and it is very witchy, but I don't know. It takes place during the summer, which kind of kills the autumn vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's so good. 5 stars. I loved it. I want to read the next one because it kind of ends on a cliffhanger. But I finished The Curse of Saints before our last episode with Kate. If you haven't listened to that, you should, because it's a good interview. And it was so fun having her on. But I finished The Curse of Saints. I finished a Werebear book. I listened to This Poison Heart. I read The Coven by Harper L. Woods. I listened to that audiobook too, which was an experience.
Was the book good?
I think I liked it. it's a dark romance, and the very first page is like a list of trigger warnings, and then the author is like, the male love interest in this book is like, he's a villain. I'm just telling you, like, he's a bad guy who just happens to get a happy ending.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then somehow I read the book and then forgot that she said that. And then at the end I was like, oh yeah, this is why you said that. The main heroine kind of bugged the shit out of me, but I loved the vibe. Like, the vibe.
Yeah.
It's about a witch. She has to go to this witch school under the guise of she's trying to find the bones of her ancestor for reasons, and she needs to seduce the headmaster to find out where the bones are, and she gets to the school and, like, immediately doesn't do the only thing she has to do. She, like, does a bunch of other shit, and I'm like, what do you
yeah.
do? You had one job. And then it all kind of blows up, but it's, like, it takes place at a witch school, and, like, it's a coven of witches, and there's talking skeletons and stuff, so it's very spooky season, and I liked the vibes, and I'm totally going to read the next one, but the ending was crazy. So, yeah, there's that one. I finished Serpent in the Wings of Night, which is our book club read this week, and I'm obsessed with
it. Yep, I'm reading it right now. I stopped Swordcatcher so that way I could read Serpent and the Wings of Night, and I think I'm, like, almost 100 pages-ish.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fun. I just, again, have, like, a short attention span these days, but it's enjoyable. I'm getting into it.
I'm obsessed with it.
finished the intro, like, the introduction to the whole thing. Like, she wakes up in that weird palace.
Oh, yeah. That's when shit starts going down, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's, like, after that first night, then that's where I stopped, I think. And she meets, like, the weird stranger that everybody's just like, I've never seen him before. So I have a good feeling about him.
Yeah. There's a part in that scene where she's running around in the dark trying to figure out where she is, and then he grabs her, and he's like, I forget. He's trying to save her from go from
Yeah,
being
he says everyone over there is dead. Like, you don't want to go that
and
way.
she
They're gonna
stabs him in the
hear
thigh.
you. Yeah.
And I annotated mine and I wrote down like all the best couples stab each other.
It's true, though.
It's true. But I finished that one, and then there's a novella that happens between the first book and the second book, so I read that. It's called Six Scorched Roses, and it's really good too.
Great. I have so much stuff to catch up on. So after
I'm
this,
on fire!
I will be reading Serpent on the Wings of Night immediately after we finish recording this.
I hope you love it as much as I did. Sometimes I feel done, like, this book has had so much hype around it, and I always want to be cool and not feed into the hype, but I read this and I was like, I love
Yeah, you're
it!
like, I get it, I get it.
Yeah. That's all really I got. I haven't really done anything. I've officially transitioned into a grandma because I started teaching myself how to crochet, and I've just been doing that all weekend to like disassociate from reality.
Yeah, that sounds fun though. I would want to do that if I knew how to crochet. Maybe I'll get a like a set, like a beginner set.
Yeah, I've just been crocheting a blanket, which is just like two different kinds of stitches I had to learn.
Yeah.
And then I do that and I listen to an audiobook before bed, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is
You're
what it's
living
like to be
the
old.
Meanwhile, on the other side of things, I've been so busy and I don't know how I've been surviving life. Like, I
You've had a lot going on.
recently, yeah, I just finished recuperating from California's for Lovers. That was fun. It was just in a random field, with a bunch of emo bands and no cell service at all. Super fun times. And then I did more shows because I now through Goob have DIY shows to go to. And then we also saw Coraline in theaters remastered. It's actually very beautiful. It's a very
I've
beautiful
always wanted to
movie.
watch that and I never have, so I should
It's
find it.
very, yeah, it's really nice. Like, it's just
I
like
love Neil
stunning
Gaiman too, so I don't know
visually.
how I've not seen it yet, but.
Yeah, and it's a good spooky movie if you're not like big into scary stuff. Like, obviously it's probably scary for like younger kids or I don't know, if you're really a scaredy cat, but it's just like the vibes, the mood.
Spooky
It's
vibes.
just good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since I've been gone for forever, I came home to like a bunch of book mail and I was like, "Oh my God, I got books." I got Assistant to the Villain, which I know you've been
I'm
eyeballing.
so jealous, I know.
So I got that. Maybe I can finish reading it and then I can like ship it over so you can read it too and we
My
can
God,
like
that would
talk
be
about it.
awesome.
It could be, oh, we can do it for our next book club.
Yeah.
And then we both got A Reckless Oath, which is
I'm so excited, Kaylee
Kaylee
Smith.
Smith's new book. It's the second book in her series, and the first book
A
is A
Ruinous
Ruinous
Fate.
Fate. And it's through Disney, so everybody go read it.
I'm so
It's
excited.
YA
I got it in the mail
fantasy.
and I was like, don't start reading this. You have so many other things you have to read.
I know, I have so
And
much
I've been just like longingly
stuff.
staring at it.
So, I've been getting books in. I've been trying to read them. Eventually, I will get to all of them. But yeah,
I wish I had. I don't know what sparked this reading thing that I'm going through. I think it's like the pressure of being judged by the listeners of this podcast that's keeping me going. I
We're doing it for you. We're reading for you. Also, something else that I've been doing, which has nothing to do with reading, but I just think it's fun for anybody who is getting ready for spooky season, is I'm rewatching Haunting of Hill House on Netflix, which is one of my favorite like horror shows out there. And if you didn't know, the dude who created it, I think his name is Mike Flanagan. He hid a bunch of ghosts in each of the episodes. And so,
Oh, he
like, as
did?
I'm watching them, yeah, as I'm watching them, I go back and I read the articles that are like, all of the hidden ghosts you missed in The Haunting of Hill House. And I'll scroll through so that way when I'm watching it, I can, like, pause and, like, look for the ghosts that are in the scenes.
Oh, that's cute.
So, if you're looking for something to do for spooky season and you're ready for for September to start, even though technically we still have a month of summer.
I had my first. You can do that like I am. I had my first pumpkin spice. It was a chai latte, iced chai latte, pumpkin spice chai latte. God damn it, it was so good.
I also had one. It was like the pumpkin cream chai or whatever it was. I was like, it was. Oh, it's back. It was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty good.
I love chai delicious. And I love pumpkin spice. So together.
But yeah, that's what we've been doing, so hopefully I get to reading and Loretta is just on top of it. She's
the
new
Virgo queen.
All the
planets are in the microwave and everything is up in the air, so read books.
But today our main topic is Shakespeare adaptations. We wanted to do classic adaptations, but we felt like that would be way too broad because there are so many classics and so many adaptations. Mm-hmm. So we're starting off with the main one that everybody loves to talk about, which is Shakespeare. And if this is something that you all want more of, we can do more adaptation and retelling episodes with different authors or different genres or whatever it might be.
This is really just an excuse for us to talk about late 90s, early 2000s movies.
Yeah, honestly, it's just an excuse for me to talk about She's the Man, so.
Any excuse, yeah.
But yeah, I'll kick things off by saying that as I was prepping for this episode, I didn't realize that I haven't actually read a lot of Shakespeare retellings or adaptations. I've seen way more movies that are based on Shakespeare. So, I do have some books.
I've read a lot of actual Shakespeare, but I haven't read a lot of books that are retellings of Shakespeare.
Same. Yeah. But I did research, I found some good ones that I'm interested in, so I'm going to share them here because
I feel like you took all the good
my
movies.
Recs.
Yeah.
We can talk about them together.
Yeah.
But obviously, I have to kick things off with She's the Man because that movie is one of my favorite rom-coms of all time. It's Amanda Bynes at her prime. Channing Tatum before he was Channing Tatum. Like, I think at least.
It's
like,
wild
that was like one of his first bigger
movie
movies.
When it came out, and it's wild to think about Channing Tatum. Like, seeing Channing Tatum then before he was anything, and like now he's huge. I don't know. It's so weird.
Yes. So, in case anybody doesn't know what Shakespeare play this is based off of, it's Twelfth Night. There are actually a lot of these, I think, that I would like realize after the fact. Like Twelfth Night is one of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
But
the dressing as a man thing. Yeah. Motocross is one that I have on my list from Disney.
I love Motocross. Yes. But also, She's the Man just has so many epic like one liners too.
Oh my God,
like, can
so
we just
good.
Talk like, does he have your number? 1-800-BIATCH.
Oh, Eunice.
What does she say? She's like, I made you breakfast, honey. Or I
made
you
breakfast, darling.
Look, and when my eyes are closed,
I see you
for what you really are.
That's ugly. That's the best
I feel like I'm gonna petition to create She's the Man / bookish memes for the week that this episode goes live.
We should totally do that.
So if anybody wants some bookish memes / Shakespeare adaptation meme crossover, check out our Instagram page.
Yeah. Oh my God. That whole bit where she's in the restaurant and she has to break up with her brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because she thinks it's, anyway, yeah.
It's just, it's all so good.
Oh, Sebastian!
It's so good.
I got a lifetime of knowledge.
They put in a lot of Shakespeare, like, nods. Obviously,
yeah,
like the names of the schools. Well, the names of the schools are like the locations
Illyria
in the play, I believe.
And
yeah. And then
that whole dramatic thing where Channing Tatum's on the soccer field and he's like, "Some are born great, some achieve greatness." Actual Shakespeare quote.
That's Shakespeare. And then I think the name of, what's his face is like Tarantula or whatever is also.
Oh, yeah.
I think actually most of the characters are character names from the play.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, I think they are. But anyway, that was my first pick,
I'm trying
to
remember the tarantula's name, and now I can't remember, but I'll remember it at, like, 3 a.m. later.
While you're talking about your pick, I'm going to look this up because I need to know now.
Yeah, Motocrossed is the one that I have from Twelfth Night. Classic Disney movie from, like, circa, I don't know, early thousands. It's about a chick who's super good at motocross, and she has to dress up like a guy to be in the competition, and I can't remember why. I can't remember if she's taking the place of her brother.
Yes, her brother. Okay. They're twins. And then I think he gets hurt, and she says, oh, I can do it. Like, I'm just as good as him. I can
and
be...
And the family needs
I can take his place.
Like, needs the money, or... I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then she falls in love with a guy who's there, and... I loved it so much. Classic.
Classic Disney Channel original movie when they
I
were
watched
good.
It and I was like, yeah, girls are badass motocrossers too, even though I have never motocrossed in my life. Another good one I have on my list is Valley Girl, Romeo and Juliet. Classic 1980s. Young Nick Cage.
Also, the name of the tarantula is Malvolio.
Malvolio! Yeah, that's an actual person from the play.
It says, Olivia has a steward named Malvolio who is in love with her, and the character character Malcolm, who is the dude who is in love with Olivia, has a tarantula named Malvolio.
It's perfect.
Speaking of 80s, I also have an 80s movie on here called Just One of the Guys, which is based off of Twelfth Night. And I feel like I've seen this movie. It's one of, like, the more niche 80s movies.
I pride myself on knowing 80s movies, too, so I'm very upset with myself.
It's about a girl, and she's, like, a high school journalist, and she wants to be taken more seriously, so she goes undercover as a boy, and she, like, cuts her hair and starts dressing differently, and then, like, pretends to be a boy for the sake of journalism.
Oh my god, the movie
And that's
poster.
Obviously based off of Twelfth Night.
I need to watch this immediately when we're done recording this.
Yes, please let me know if it still holds up in the year 2023.
Oh, so good. I have a lot of actual Shakespeare adaptations, like Leonardo DiCaprio, Romeo and Juliet, a classic. I was obsessed with that movie. I was obsessed with the soundtrack of this movie. It was my whole personality for, like, all through middle school.
The soundtrack of the Leo, Romeo, and Juliet is so good.
It's so good.
I
still listen to it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's... Everything about that that adaptation is great. That's my favorite, too.
Mercutio, when he makes that... Specifically in the Leonardo DiCaprio version, when he makes that speech about Queen Mab. Oh my god, I love it so much. It's like my favorite. The 1999 Midsummer Night's Dream, also a favorite that I still watch to this day.
I don't think I've seen that one, but speaking of a Midsummer Night's Dream, I have seen Get Over It with Kirsten Dunst.
I love that movie.
You are obsessed.
I know, I forgot that movie existed, and then I looked at the notes, and I saw that you wrote it down, and I was like, oh my god, I love that movie.
Yeah, and it's funny because obviously it's not like a direct adaptation. Like, they're in high school and
it's
joins the play
about
to, like, get her back.
Kind of?
Yeah, and then the play that they're doing in the movie
is A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah. So it's like they're living it twice.
It's such a good, like, teen movie, though.
Yeah, very, very niche. I feel like it wasn't very popular back in the day.
It was not. I can't even remember. I found it on TV or something one day when I was young, and I was like, oh my god, I love it.
I feel like that one might be one of those that, like, might not hold up. But
yeah.
if anybody does watch it, let me know. I just know that it is a retelling and it is an adaptation. So if you're into it, let me know.
I remember there's, like, a big dance number at the end to... Like, September, do you remember? I don't know why I remember that, but it...
Yeah, probably because Cisco is in that movie, so he probably, like, does all the singing stuff.
Oh my god, I forgot about Cisco. Wow.
Uh-huh. What else do I have on here? Also, quick shout out to Romeo and Juliet. I know we were talking about Romeo and
That
Juliet
movie's so
earlier.
cute.
That is a cute adaptation. The music is great. It has James McAvoy
I love James
as
McAvoy.
Romeo. So, like, you can't go wrong.
I didn't watch that for a long time, and then I finally was on TV or something, and I watched it one day, and I was like, oh my God, this is like actually good.
It's so
It's
cute.
adorable.
It's cute if you go into it not expecting a lot. Like,
I thought it
obviously, you're
was going
gonna
to
be
be
like, oh
terrible,
my
so I
God.
went into it, and I was
Yeah.
like, this is great.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something to watch with the whole family, Romeo and Juliet.
I see on your list that you wrote down West Side Story, and of course the classic West Side Story is amazing, but did you see the one that they just
I did
did?
not
Oh my
see
God.
the new one. I refuse. It looked not good.
I actually really loved it a lot, but why in God's name did they cast Elgort, Ansel Elgort? Why? Someone needs to tell me why they did that.
That's my only note, my only caveat of the original movie is that it's brown face. Like, they didn't hire anybody of like Puerto Rican descent except for I forget her name. There's like one Puerto Rican in the whole movie when they're all supposed to be from Puerto Rico. So I know that it was made a long time ago, but just go into it knowing that it's not as diverse
It's a
as it could
movie
have
of the time it
been.
was made in.
Yes, exactly.
In the era
Is
of
it
Breakfast at
good?
Tiffany's
Yes.
and
Yeah, it is really. I did enjoy it. I do enjoy West Side Story. I do enjoy Officer Krumpke and all the music.
Officer
Like, I'm here for
Krumpke.
it. Yep. Like, I want to be in America. Like, banger. That whole soundtrack,
Oh my
amazing.
God, yeah. That's what I loved about the new one because everyone was authentically cast. But God damn it, Ansel Elgort. God. It was so good. And then he would pop on screen and he took me right out of it. I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Get out.
Jump scare.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated that part of him.
Also, The Lion King, obviously a classic. I know
Hamlet,
everybody knows
perfect.
that it's Hamlet. I feel like it makes sense that it's based off of Shakespeare because it's truly traumatizing. Like, you're telling me that you're taking your child to go watch a story about a lion cub who sees his dad
Father
get
die,
murdered
yeah.
and then like runs away and lives in the lives away from
With
his
a big
den.
and a
Like, how do you watch that and not like be traumatized for life? I don't know,
This movie
but
made me cry.
makes
Oh,
sense.
it's Shakespeare.
Makes sense.
It checks
Makes sense
out.
to true tragedy.
I did want to mention one of my friends and I have this running thing where we have Zoom dates and then we'll watch terrible movies. Like we purposely watch really bad movies.
Yeah.
And one that we watched a while ago was Rosaline on Hulu. We were like, this is gonna be terrible. And then we watched it and it was actually really good. It was kind of a vibe kill because we want terrible movies and then it was good.
Yeah.
I
You're like, great, we like this.
know, but it's really fun. It's Romeo and Juliet but told from Rosaline's perspective and
Yeah.
it's hilarious. So I recommend that
Okay, I
one.
need to watch that. I also have you have it on here under books, so I think this is a good transitional from movies to books, but you have Warm Bodies in books, and I have Warm Bodies
The
because I didn't
movie.
realize that that movie was based off of a book that is based off of Romeo and Juliet, and I was
I
like,
didn't know that
oh, this
movie was a
makes
book
sense.
either. And then I was looking up to see if I could find any other books that were adaptations, and that came up. And I was like, this was a book? But yeah,
Yeah,
it's a book
same.
by Isaac Marion. So yeah, I love the movie though. When they give him a makeover, he's like a zombie and he gets a makeover.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Oh, also, before we move into books, 10 Things I Hate About You, I had to call it out because it's a
Yeah,
classic.
Taming of the
Heath
Shrew.
Ledger, Taming of the Shrew. I actually read that play in, like, I don't know, 12th grade English. We read that and we got to watch the movie, which, like, I don't know if that was acceptable or not, but it's actually, I think, one of his better plays. I think
I
that
like
that
that
one
one
is really
too.
funny.
I took
Yeah.
a Shakespeare elective in college, And it was great. I loved it a lot. It was funny because the guy who taught, the professor who taught the class, was a filmmaker, and I'm forgetting what he did in film, but he was way into movies. So he would teach us about Shakespeare, and then sometimes we would ask him questions about movies just to get him going because he would rant forever, and then we wouldn't have any homework.
Yeah.
But we got to see, like, he had an early copy of The Tempest with Helen Mirren, so we got to watch that early.
That's
Because
cool.
he, like, is part of the, you know, the people who vote on the Oscars and stuff.
Yes,
Anyway,
the Academy.
yeah. That's one of my, The Tempest is one of my favorite plays, too, so that was really cool.
That's cool. Also, Deliver Us from Eva with
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union. I haven't seen all of this, I don't think, but that is also based off of Taming of the Shrew,
That came up on my
which makes
list too when I
sense.
was researching stuff, and I've never seen that one, so.
Yeah. But basically, the boyfriends of the sisters hire a dude to fake date her because she's too, like, into their relationships. And I think Coolio is
Whoa.
in this movie. So,
Coolio.
I could be wrong, but anyway.
Taming of the Shrew, though, is really good.
Yeah, if you want to read a Shakespeare play that's going to be funny, read Taming of the Shrew. I like
Shakespeare
it.
really only has two emotions. He wants you to, like, cry or laugh. There's no in between.
But true, true. Also, just so everybody feels a little bit better about themselves, I will only read Shakespeare if I have like a tried and true, like modern translation with me on the next page or like somewhere that I can easily access because I cannot read that Shakespeare and sit there and be like, I know exactly what he's talking about. So thank God for adaptations.
Yeah, the one that's on both sides. That one's great.
Yeah, amen. That's like Spark Notes. Spark Notes, like Shakespeare for Dummies. Okay, going into books slash, I think this is also a movie, so transitioning back into my books now that we got our 10 Things I Hate About You topic
A
checked off.
classic. Please watch that
I
if you
have
haven't.
on here. So I also took a class in college. It was not Shakespeare only, but it was like a modern adaptation retellings of the classics. Like that's what the class was about. I don't remember the exact name of it though. And one of the books that we had to read in class, which we also ended up watching the movie of, I think that there is a movie adaptation, is A Thousand Acres by Jane Smiley, and it's actually like an award-winning novel. And it is based on King Lear. And so the premise of the book, just because I remember, I don't remember all the details, but I remember really enjoying the book, and I think I still have the copy that I had to buy for class, on my shelves. But this old farmer decides to like incorporate his all of his land and all of his farm and break it up between his three daughters. And then the youngest daughter declines and she's like, nah, I don't want to do this. And so like all of the family drama starts to come out and you learn a lot of stuff and a lot of like traumatizing dark secrets about the family and the dad, and you like go back through like some of the daughter's marriages and like things that are going on with their husband, and it's a very good drama. So if anybody is interested in like a novel that is award-winning, and then you can watch the movie, I highly recommend A Thousand Acres.
That came up a bunch when I was researching stuff too, so that's really good to know. I had never heard of
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I read it so long ago. Probably what year did I start? Like 2010, 2011. So it's been a quick minute, but I just remember enjoying it. So stamp of approval.
Love it. I wrote down for mine These Violent Delights by Chloe Gong, which is a Romeo and Juliet retelling. And I started reading that a while ago, and then I put it down because, like, I wasn't in the proper headspace for it at the time, but it was really good. It wasn't because it was bad. And I own the paperback copy of it, so I really want to read it at some point. But there's that one, and then she also just came out with Immortal Longings. I think we have the Fairyloot edition of that one. It's so pretty.
I think so, yes. I think we do have that.
But that
So
one's
now I need to read that series.
Antony and Cleopatra. That's a retelling of that one, which is kind of cool because I
Yeah.
feel like no one ever touches Antony and Cleopatra.
Yeah, there's like the popular ones, and then there's the ones that are kind of niche.
I have to admit, I don't know if this is completely random, but I have to admit that I had to read Macbeth and Othello around the same time in high school, like my sophomore year, and I get those confused all the time, and I can't remember a fucking thing about them. But I like interswitch them in my mind. I'm like, oh yeah, that's
Yeah,
Macbeth and that or Othello, or no, switched. And I can't
what's the
even.
one where he like falls in love with his mom?
I don't know. Macbeth or
I
Othello?
don't know. On my list, which I think was the most surprising, so I also love Neil Gaiman, but I haven't read the Sandman graphic novels, but I have seen the first season of the show on Netflix, so
See, I've read the
it is
first
what it is.
two graphic novels, but I haven't watched the show yet. It's been on my list for ages and I haven't watched it.
But while I was doing research for this episode, I discovered that a few of the volumes are actually inspired by Shakespeare. And like Shakespeare is actually a character that comes in later on down the line
Really? That's
in
cool.
the series. And like I think the Sandman or one of the characters makes a deal with Shakespeare and says, "Oh,
Oh my
your
God, that
plays, like
checks out though.
your writing will be a well known long before you're gone." But apparently there's like a plot twist about like what it is. Obviously, I don't know because I haven't gotten that deep, but he has two volumes and one of them is called The Tempest and the other one is called A Midsummer Night's Dream. And so like he gives a nod to Shakespeare through the character, like, or the person of Shakespeare, the character in his version, and then also he has two volumes of his comic that are based off of that.
That's so cool. Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
know, now I want to go and like read it all just so that way I know what everyone's talking about.
I know, I read the first two and it's really good. And then I think I've watched the first episode of the show and it stuck pretty close to the graphic novel, so I liked it.
Yeah, the first season I thought was really good, but I have no basis on it. So I'm just gonna continue thinking that it was really good.
It's better to watch it first, I think. Because knowing
Yeah.
the book ahead of time ruins it.
Yeah, so I'm always that person like, that's not how it happened in the book.
Yeah.
That's not what this character looks like. I will forever be salty. This is completely random, but I have to say it since we're on the topic. But I will be salty forever that when Holes the movie with Shia came out. I love Shia LaBeouf, or I
I
used to
never read
before
that book,
he, you know.
so.
I love that book. I read it when I was young, and I was like, oh my God, they're making a Holes movie. And I hated that they made Stanley like a skinny little weak boy because in the book, he's like this chubby nerdy boy because obviously, like, he has bad luck. Like, he's always down on the times. Like, everything's rough for him. And I'm like, again, I get it, fat shaming. Like, Hollywood isn't ready for that yet, but I'm like, come on, he's a chubby kid. Just make him chubby and,
For all
like,
the other chubby kids out there.
yeah, and see him, like, change while he's out there digging holes.
Okay, but I feel the same exact way about Ready Player One.
Me
It's
too!
the same fucking thing because
Yes.
he's chubby in the book and then he like works really hard to lose weight or whatever and
Yeah,
then
and I feel like it would have been more impactful if he was chubby because the whole point is that nobody does anything in real
Yeah,
life
they're like
anymore.
the
Everybody's
people
just
in the
on
floaty
there.
chairs and Wall-E.
Yes, and you're telling me that you have this like hot dude who's like all muscular just running around with his AR goggles on. Like,
I
no.
know.
And he like the whole plot line of him being like, I have a lock on my device because I have to force it to make me to work out before I like go online. I'm like, great. Where
Yeah,
is that? Where is that?
I
Where he has to like learn how to run away from the villains because
Yeah.
he realizes that if he doesn't get active, he's gonna die. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, it's like a whole section
Chubby
of the
people
book just
unite.
gone. I get it. You only
Yeah.
have like 2 hours, but come on.
I know. I'm always like a sucker for that. But anyway, sometimes it's better to watch
We digress. Yeah,
the
sometimes don't read the book first.
first. Back to adaptations. I have Enter the Body by Joy McCullough on here. I haven't read it, but it was on, I forget what influencer email that I'm a part of. It was like, oh, you can request this book now. And it sounded so interesting to me that I wanted a copy of it. And
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't have it. Like, I wasn't special enough to get a copy. But it is about four of the main, like, Shakespeare girls who, like, have a tragic ending. And they're all just, like, talking to each other about
their tragic life.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the actual thing. Let me see. I have it in here for anybody who's interested. But it did sound interesting to me. And I was like, I need to read this. So, Enter the Body. It says, what better way to read about the bard than with the novel in verse? Joy's extraordinary YA novel gives four dead teenage girls from Shakespeare's plays a chance to compare notes. Juliet, Ophelia, Cordelia, and Lavinia tell their stories in their own words, sharing their lives, loves, and tragic endings.
That sounds really cool.
I know, and I want to read it, and everyone else should read it too. Like, we can make this a book club book. I don't know, I'm just saying, like, throwing things out there. We'll all read it together.
I'm sorry, I just got completely distracted because I randomly remembered a thing on YouTube from, like, years ago. You know, like, in the era when the shoes, let's get some shoes.
Yeah.
In that era of YouTube, there was, like, a guy who would go into the play and then talk to the female characters. He'd be like, Juliet, what are you doing? What are you doing? You need to ditch this guy. And I'm trying to find the guy. I'm trying to find it.
Okay, while you do that, though, that brings up another one that I have on my list that I want to actually read now that I know it exists, but it's called Juliet Immortal. Have you heard of this?
It sounds maybe like it's ringing a bell. What is it?
Okay, hold on. Let me find the summary. But basically, Juliet and Romeo are, like, immortal enemies because they are granted immortality after they both die, and they are fighting over the souls of mortal lovers. So Juliet finds somebody who she's, like, actually in love with. She gets, like, a second chance of love. But before she gets to have this second chance at love, she has to defeat her enemy, Romeo.
Oh my god, that sounds awesome.
And there's a sequel called Romeo Redeemed. So I'm like, if this first book is good, then I need to read this, the second book. But it just sounded interesting. I was like, oh, this is a new take. Like, they get to live on forever and, like, find mortal people to love.
It's called Sassy Gay. There's a whole series of these YouTube videos, and it's called Sassy Gay Friend, circa 2010, if you were wondering. It's not just Shakespeare. He goes into other ones too. Like, there's a Great Expectations video, but he'll, like, go into Hamlet or whatever and be like, Ophelia, what are you doing? You need to drop this guy. And he, like, yells at all the females. It's amazing. Everyone should look that up. back on topic, another book I have on here is If We Were Villains by ML Rio, and this is on my radar because one of my old roommates was obsessed with this book, and then mm-hmm. I was supposed to read it and I never did, but I don't think it's an adaptation, but I think it's about a bunch of college kids who study Shakespeare or are fans of Shakespeare, or mm-hmm. I don't know, he's involved in some way, so I wanted to shout that one out too. I've heard it's good.
The last one on my list of, like, I have not read but sounds interesting is a book called Verona Comics. And this one is Romeo and Juliet, obviously. And it's about a guy and a girl who are from rival comic book stores. And then and they fall in love. And, you know, they have a feud. The families have a feud. But, like,
a comic feud.
Obviously. Yes. Comic book stores.
I love that.
There's also, now that I'm thinking about it, I have to figure out what the name of this book is called. But I got a book in the mail, I think last holiday season, where the guy and the girl are from feuding, like, fast food or mom and pop shop food places. So, like, one family sells some type of food and the other family sells a different type of food, and they're feuding, and then they meet.
That's cute. Find it now.
Yes. I need to look this up. I just don't even know what to freaking write.
Contemporary romance. Yeah, I don't know. I will say that I do get kind of tired of all the Romeo and Juliet adaptations. Like, can we adapt something else, please?
Wow, Google just is on it. I typed in like a very specific string of words and it came up. It's called The Christmas Clash by Suzanne Park. And it says Chloe and Peter's families each have a restaurant in the local mall food court. And it is holiday themed. It's a YA rom-com. So if
Oh
anybody
my
is
God, that's so
interested
cute.
in rivalry,
I always need more holiday books.
yes. So if you need that, I know it's spooky season, but you can add it to your list. It says that one of them has Korean food and the other one has Chinese food. They have a Chinese food restaurant and a Korean food restaurant, and they're both in the mall and they're rivals, and then chaos ensues because romance. So,
I love
yes.
it.
Okay, is that it? Is anything else? I think that
That's
like
all I have
we
on my
covered
list.
a lot of stuff in here. I'm sure that there are a ton more. I just have not read any yet. Oh, there was one more thing, one more fun fact, I think. Don't know if everybody already knew this, but I'm not a big I think it's John Green. Let me see. Yeah, John Green. So, The Fault in Our Stars, apparently that comes from Shakespeare because there is a quote from Julius Caesar and he says, "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves." And I was
Oh.
like, "Where was I? Like I was
I've
under
read
a rock or something. Like
that
is this about
play. The
us? I
Ides of
don't know."
March.
But ending on that fun fact, like I feel like that's really interesting and I should have known that and everyone's gonna be like, duh, I knew that,
Didn't
I
know
read it, but
that. You know, we
anyway,
can both be dumb together.
I'm not like the biggest John Green like I don't think I've ever read any of his
I haven't
books,
read
but
any of his
anyway.
books. I follow him on social media though, and he's hilarious.
Yeah, him and his brother, great guys. Like love the bros, but I just have not gone into any of the novels or the movies, so we'll leave it at that. Okay, starting again our game, which oddly enough is also based around Shakespeare quotes. So I am going to be reading a few different quotes. Some of them are actual Shakespeare and some of them are not, and you have to figure out if
I'm gonna be amazing or
they are
terrible at
real or
this.
not.
I don't know which.
We'll see. We'll see if these quotes lead me astray or not. So we're gonna run with it. Okay. Mingle not with those who sow discord, for their poisoned tongues shall be the serpents that coil around thy fate.
Have no idea. I'm gonna say fake.
That is fake.
Yes, I took a shot in the dark.
All
That's a
right.
good fake quote.
Yeah, I got shout out to this website. Okay. Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt thou the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love.
I think that's real.
Yeah, that's Hamlet.
I remember this part of the middle bit, but I don't know. Yay, I did it!
Okay. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Fake?
That is real. According to Goodreads, that's from Hamlet.
Oh, all
let's see. In the tapestry of life, we each weave our own threads, and thus we are the authors of our destiny.
Real.
That's fake.
Really?
Yeah,
Interesting.
fake Shakespeare quote.
That sounded like some Tempest shit or something. I don't know.
Nope,
I'm
that is not
halvesies
Shakespeare.
right now, so
Okay, let's see. Love is a tempestuous sea, and we mere sailors on its tumultuous waves.
real?
That's also
Son of
fake.
a bitch.
let's see. You speak an infinite deal of nothing.
I'm gonna say real.
Yeah, the
That sounds
Merchant
like
of
some. I was
Venice.
gonna say, that sounds like something sassy a character would say.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear.
I have no idea. Real.
Yeah, Julius Caesar.
Yes!
Okay. We'll end on a good one. Okay.
I think I won. I think I got more rights than wrongs, but I don't know.
All right, the one we're ending on. To be or not to be? That is the question.
Whether tis... I used to know this whole entire speech. Like a nerd.
Whether tis nobler in the mind to suffer. This quote always reminds me... It's from Hamlet, by the way, in case anybody was wondering. This quote always reminds me of Billy Madison. Have you seen that movie?
Ages ago. I don't... Is it in
So in the movie, he has to, like, graduate from all of the different grades, right, in order to take over the dad's company, and he's competing with, like, the dude who actually works at the company.
Yeah.
And at the end, when he's in high school, they do, like, a competition. It's like a educational decathlon or whatever.
One of them
is doing the play, and then the dude that is competing against him is like dressed up and has a skull in his hand. He's like, to be or not to be. And then Adam Sandler comes out and he goes, walks off the stage, I think, because he like doesn't remember any of the words.
A classic.
Yes, definitely. But anyway, that is it for our episode today. If you had fun and you want to hear more adaptations of different classic literature, let us know and we can find more classic stuff.
We were torn between Shakespeare and Jane Austen for this first one. So if you want Jane Austen, let us know.
Yeah, we can also throw in some super old stuff like Dante's Inferno, which I have tons of adaptations on due to
that's all you
said college class.
It sounded cool, though.
We could do tons of stuff, so let us know. I feel like eventually we'll get to it, even if no one is interested, because we're interested. So you'll be hearing from us and all of our adaptations.
I crochet
soon,
now,
I'm sure.
Okay. I also read classic literature.
We're not English majors, but you know, I guess you can settle. Settle for us.
We can teach you some stuff, maybe.
Don't forget to follow us on social. We're at Emo Girls Guide. Everywhere.
And our book pick next month is going to be The Shining, because I visited the hotel recently and I wanted to read the book. So if you want to read
we're
going to
watch the movie. We're going to read the book. I'm rereading it. We're going to watch. Everybody join us on Fable. Also at Emo Girls Guide on Fable. Find us on TikTok. Twitter/X, whatever we want to call it. We don't use it, but we're there. Instagram, all the things.
We're everywhere.
Yes. And may your day be blessed with main character energy.
Main character energy.